Good morning.
Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a great day to have a great day. Amen. Amen. We just give the Lord praise, honor, and glory. We just are awed about his presence, awed about the way he does things, the way he lifts us up, the way he keeps us, the way he keeps waking us up each morning. We don't count it. We don't take anything for granted because he did not have to. He's sovereign God. He can do what he wants to do. But he allowed us to be here just another day and hopefully many days ahead. Glory to God. This is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis, pastor and founder of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries in South Carolina. We are again so pleased to have the privilege to come to you again. I just noticed that this is my 10th episode. Yes, thank you, God. This is my 10th episode. Now, I started in 2014, and I did it for a few years, and then there was the break. There was a break because sometimes God just has to reroute us sometimes. So think it not strange if you have to take a break from something, even when you're discouraged. In the midst of your discouragement, the Lord will bring you back to the very thing that he wants you to do. That's one reason we're going to talk about promises today. We're going to talk about promises. We know that man promises us. We know that we see promises written all over everything. I promise you if you buy this car, I'll give you a great deal. I promise you that the car won't break down. I promise you that this house, the mortgage won't be too expensive. I promise, promise, promise. Many people have promised many things, but only God's promises are what we can really count on. So the subject is why doubt when God has promised you according to your faith. Now, God can promise you things and you cannot be in faith. And if you're not in faith, that negates what he has already promised you. You can't expect to live off of his promises if you're not going to believe him. You believe your best friend, you believe your spouse, you believe your neighbor, you believe your coworker before you believe God. And that's not saying that I was not guilty of it, and maybe I still will be, but I pray not because I'm trying to build my faith. Even coming to you on these mornings or afternoons, this builds my faith. It lets me know that God can use any of us to bring about something. And when he has promised you that he will qualify you, then why doubt? When he has promised you that you will be able to complete some tasks that you never thought possible, that he has anointed you for the purpose, why doubt? Why doubt when you go for an interview on a job? Just remember, if it is for you, you will get it. Feeling my spirit right now that someone is anticipating an interview, someone who you least expect will connect you to the person that you need to be connected with, that everything will go forth according to God's plan, because we know that we can make plans, but it's only God that brings it to pass. But anyway, I have some scripture that I'm going to give concerning promises. There's so many. I found a whole PDF manual on promise scriptures that talk about the promises of God for every circumstance. And I just give you, you have kept your promise for you are righteous. That's from Nehemiah 9:8. He is righteous. We try to be righteous, but we know that our righteousness is like filthy rags in front of him. We may think that we're right. We think that we're holy being righteous, but the only one true righteous person is God. He is the only one that can truly say that he's righteous. But if we want to be like him and we know that we have his spirit within us, we're going to try our very best to be that way. Let's go to, and those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. That's Psalms 9 and 10. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I will continue my faithfulness to you. Jeremiah 31 and 3. And since we're on the subject of Jeremiah, I'm going to go ahead to one of my favorites. Gets me through a lot of times, and I hope that it will to you, and that's Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Now, that's a promise that encompasses everything you could ever want, everything you could ever think of. To prosper you, not to harm you. A lot of times we think if we do something wrong, God is this big bad man looking at us and condemning us to hell. No, you can overcome whatever it is. If you're in sin, if you're in doubt, if you're disappointed, disgusted, frustrated, whatever your current status is, God is not a big bad man saying, well, you're going to hell for thinking that way. God will give you so many chances that you won't have time to think about that. If you remain focused on the Lord, if you remember focus on this verse and many others, knowing that he wants to give you a hope in a future. He didn't say it was going to be easy, but every time you're in a tough situation, don't give up. Remember his promises, particularly in this verse. But let's go to another one. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. That's Deuteronomy 10, verses 17 through 18. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow. That means if you physically don't have a father, a mother, or you physically lost your spouse, he particularly wants to take care of you. He will give you food and clothing. That's a promise. It sounds like a promise to me. So that is a promise. We have to pray that God will execute his will, that he will continue to do for us. But knowing his promises makes the prayer easy. You understand? Knowing God's promises makes your praying easier. If you prayed to an idol God that cannot speak back to you, that cannot give you life, that cannot give you a hope or anything, then your prayer is just out there. You're just speaking words with no hope of anything ever getting answered. But when you pray to the true and living God, these things that it says in the Bible, these scriptures, these verses, these passages, this word, the words that he's speaking in your ears right now, lets you know that you do have that hope. You do have that future. He said, I'm going to take care of you. I will give you food and clothing. However, you must remember, God doesn't like you to be a hard-headed child. He wants you to listen. He wants you to obey. So this verse says, consider the discipline of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his outstretched arm, Deuteronomy 11 and 2. Consider, he will chastise those who he loves. If you have not been chastised, then you need to get closer to God. You need to understand that he does not want you to just think that you can live any kind of way, come back to him every now and then, say a little prayer, it's me, Lord. No, you have to stay in communication with him at all times to receive the promise. You will not know the promise until you have established a relationship with him. And that means those of us who are saved, as well as the unsaved especially need to get to know the Lord. And that's not putting the unsaved down. That just means who among us has been born saved. That means at some point in our lives, we have been on that road. We have been to the point where we didn't know how to get to God, but we know that we heard that his mercy endures forever. We know that we heard that he is a great and mighty God. Did we listen? No, not always. Not always do we listen, but we can be assured of the fact that as long as you live in this world, unless you live in a remote part of the world, the name of God will be mentioned. Men and women are trying to negate the word of the Lord. They're trying to take our Bibles away, our literature. So that's why we have to be prayed up. That's why we have to know his promises. This verse says, let us hold fast the confession of hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Glory, hallelujah. He who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. Not your brother, your sister, your mother, nor your father. They're talking about God. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope. We got to have hope. The same way we have faith, we have to have hope. We've got to put the two together. We know that Hebrews 11:1 says, for now faith is the thing that we don't see. It's the things that we hope for. Thing that we hope for, the evidence of things that's not seen. You don't have to see it for it to come to pass. It can just slip right on up on you. If you have prayed for it, you believe for it, or someone's been praying for you because you couldn't quite get that prayer through for yourself, understand it's going to come to pass. Many times people we pray for may not even be able to explain how the reason why things worked out for them. Maybe they didn't have a prayer life. But we are to intercede for those who are maybe weak or going through something that they don't. Sometimes you get where you don't even know how to pray. Well, this is why we intercede. This is why we have prayer lines and live prayers and all of these things. These are the reasons why, because we know that if we pray, God is going to be faithful. Here's maybe one or two more. Here's two more. Okay. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. That's 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. Come on, say it with me. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. We know the evil one as being the enemy, Satan himself. He will guard you against. That's his promise. He's not going to leave you out there for you just to be devoured. He is faithful to help you conquer anything or anyone that comes against you. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Glory to God. My time is about ended. Oh, my goodness. I will extend it to 30. I know I keep saying that, but I will extend it to 30 minutes. But if you're like most people, you really don't always have 30 minutes, so I chose the 15-minute option. But nevertheless, catch me live on Facebook, usually on Wednesdays at 11:45 for Power Prayer. And if not, catch me on Sundays as I bring forth a sermon, or just stay tuned to me, get connected to me on Facebook, and you will be able to see just when I'm going to do these things, only as the Lord allows. So I pray now that you are well. I pray now that something that has been said will touch your heart and mind, that you know that God is a promise keeper. You know that he is faithful. You know that he will give you the increase. You know that his mighty hand is upon you. You know that his you are in the palm of his hands, and no one can snatch you away from him. The Lord is good. The Lord is great. The Lord is mighty, and he's an awesome God. This is Cassandra Valentine Davis of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries in South Carolina. God bless you, and remember, Jesus is Lord.